afternoon. I hope you're all having a very lovely Easter Monday. I thought that I would make a programme inspired by the songs and poems that were written about the Easter Rising. I hope you enjoy the programme and you'll join me in commemorating the occasion. Easter 1916 by William Butler Yeats. I've met them at the close of day, coming with vivid faces from counter or desk among grey 18th century houses. I have passed with a nod of the head or polite, meaningless words, or have lingered a while and said polite, meaningless words, and thought, before I had done, of a mocking tale or jibe to please a companion around the fire at the club, being certain that they and I but lived where motley is worn. All changed, changed utterly, a terrible beauty is born. That woman's days were spent in ignorant goodwill, her nights in argument until her voice grew shrill. What voice more sweet than hers when young and beautiful she rode to harriers? This man had kept a school and rode our winged horse. This other, his helper and friend, was coming into his force. He might have won fame in the end, so sensitive his nature seemed, so daring and sweet his thought. This other man I had dreamed, a drunken, vainglorious lout. He had done most bitter wrong to some who are near my heart. Yet I number him in this song. He too has resigned his part in the casual comedy. He too has been changed in his turn, transformed utterly. A terrible beauty is born. Hearts with one purpose alone, through summer and winter seem enchanted to a stone, to trouble the living stream. The horse that comes from the road, the rider, the birds that range from cloud to tumbling cloud, minute by minute they change. A shadow of cloud on the stream changes minute by minute. A horse-shod hoof slides on the brim, and a horse plashes within it. The long-legged moorhens dive, and hens to moorcocks call. Minute by minute they live, the stones in the midst of all. Too long a sacrifice can make a stone of the heart, or when may it suffice that is heaven's part, our part, to murmur name upon name as a mother names her child, when sleep at last has come on limbs that had run wild. What is it but nightfall? No, not night, but death. Was it needless death after all? For England may keep faith. For all that is done and said, we know their dreams enough to know they dreamed and are dead. And what if excessive love bewildered them till they died? I write it out in a verse, MacDonagh, MacBride and Connolly and Pierce, now and in time to be, wherever green is worn, are changed, changed utterly. A terrible beauty is born.
To a city. squadrons pass me by. No pipe did hum, no battle drum did sound its loud tattoo.
Liam McGowan. The man was all shot through that came today into the barrack square. A soldier I am not proud to say, we killed him there. They brought him from the prison hospital to see him in that chair. I thought his smile would far more quickly call a man to prayer. Maybe we cannot understand this thing that makes these rebels die, and yet all things love freedom and the spring clear in the sky. I think I would not do this deed again for all that I hold by. Gazed down my rifle at his breast, but then a soldier I. They said that he was kindly, different too, apart from all the rest. A lover of the poor and all shot through, his wounds ill-dressed. He came before us, faced us like a man. He knew a deeper pain than blows or bullets, ere the world began. Did he die in vain? Ready, present, and he just smiling, God, I felt my rifle shake. His wounds were opened out and round that chair was one red lake. I swear his lips set fire when all was still before my rifle spat that cursed lead, and I was picked to kill a man like that.
A great crowd had gathered outside of Kilmainham, their heads all uncovered, they knelt to the ground. For inside that grim prison lay a brave Irish soldier, his life for his country about to lay down. death. Like a true son of Ireland, the firing party he bravely did face. Then the order rang out, present arms and fire. James Connolly fell into a ready-made grave. The black flag was hoisted, the cruel deed was over. Gone was the man who loved Ireland so well. There was many a sad heart in Dublin that morning, when they murdered James Connolly, the Irish rebel. God's curse on you, England, you cruel-hearted monster. Your deeds, they would shame all the devils in hell. There are no flowers blooming, but the shamrock is growing on the grave of James Connolly, the Irish rebel. The folk courts at Dublin, the English bombarded, the spirit of freedom they tried hard to quell. But above all the din rose the cry of surrender. 'Twas the voice of James Connolly, the Irish rebel.
I See His Blood Upon the Rose by Joseph Plunkett. I see his blood upon the rose, and in the stars the glory of his eyes. His body gleams amid eternal snows, his tears fall from the skies. I see his face in every flower. The thunder and the singing of the birds are but his voice, and carven by his power. Rocks are his written words. All pathways by his feet are worn. His strong heart stirs the ever-beating sea. His crown of thorns is twined with every thorn. His cross is every tree.
As we gather in the chapel here in old Kilmainham Jail, I think about past few weeks, oh, will they say we failed? From our school days, they have told us we must yearn for liberty. Yet all I want in this dark place is to have you here with me. Just hold me in your arms and let this moment linger. They'll take me out at dawn and I will die. With all my love I'll place this wedding ring upon your finger. There won't be time to share our love, for we must say goodbye. Now I know it's hard for you, my love, to ever understand the love I bear for these brave men, my love for this dear land. But when Parry called me to his side down in the GPO, I had to leave my homesick bed. To him I had to go. Oh, grace, just hold me in your arms and let this moment linger. And take me out of dark and I will die. With all my love I'll place this wedding ring upon your finger. There won't be time to share our love, for we must say goodbye. Now as the dawn is breaking, my heart is breaking too. On this May morn, as I walk out, my thoughts will be of you. And I'll write some words upon the wall so everyone will know. I loved so much that I could see his blood upon the rose. Oh, grace, just hold me in your arms and let this moment linger. They'll take me out at dawn and I will die. With all my love I'll place this wedding ring upon your finger. There won't be time to share our love, for we must say goodbye. Oh, there won't be time to share our love, so we must say goodbye.
The Wayfarer by Patrick Pearse. The beauty of the world hath made me sad, this beauty that will pass. Sometimes my heart hath shaken with great joy to see a leaping squirrel in a tree, or a red ladybird upon a stalk, or little rabbits in a field at evening lit by a slanting sun, or some green hill where shadows drifted by, some quiet hill where a mountainy man hath sown and soon would reap near to the gate of heaven, or children with bare feet upon the sands of some ebbed sea, or playing on the streets of little towns in Connacht. Things young and happy. And then my heart hath told me these will pass and change, will die and be no more. Things bright and green, things young and happy. And I have gone upon my way, sorrowful.
I am a jolly ploughboy, and I plough the fields by day, till a sudden thought came to my mind that I should run away. Now I've always hated slavery since the day that I was born. So I'm off to join the IRA, and I'm off tomorrow. So we're off to Dublin in the green, where the helmets glisten in the sun, where the banners flash and the rifles crash to the echo of the Thompson gun.
Now I leave aside my old great coat, and I leave aside my plow, and I leave aside my horse and the oak, for no more I'll need them now. And I'll take my short revolver and my bandolier of lead, and live or die I can but try to avenge my country's dead.
So we're off to Dublin in the green, where the helmets glisten in the sun,
cannons roar. Ah, but when the war is over, and when dear old Ireland is free, I will take her to the church to wed, and the rebel's wife she'll be.
So we're off to Dublin in the green, where the helmets glisten in the sun.
Mother by Patrick Pearse. I do not grudge them, Lord, I do not grudge my two strong sons that I have seen go out to break their strength and die, they and a few in bloody protest for a glorious thing. They shall be spoken of among their people. The generations shall remember them and call them blessed. But I will speak their names to my own heart in the long nights, the little names that were familiar once round my dead hearth. Lord, thou art hard on mothers. We suffer in their coming and their going. And though I grudge them not, I weary of the long sorrow. And yet I may have joy. My sons were faithful and they fought.
Yeah. ka na sirshe karamba narche
Wishes for My Son, born on St. Cecilia's Day 1912, by Thomas McDonagh. Now, my son, is life for you, and I wish you joy of it. Joy of power in all you do, deeper passion, better wit, than I who had enough, quicker life and length thereof, more of every gift but love. Love I have beyond all men, love that now you share with me. What have I to wish you then? But that you be good and free, and that God to you may give grace in stronger days to live. For I wish you more than I ever knew of glorious deed, though no rapture passed me by that an eager heart could heed, though I followed heights and sought things that sequel never brought. Wild and perilous holy things, flaming with a martyr's blood, and the joy that laughs and sings where a foe must be withstood. Joy of headlong happy chance, leading on the battle dance. But I found no enemy, no man in a world of wrong that Christ's world of charity did not render clean and strong. Who was I to judge my kind, blindest groper of the blind? God to you may give the sight and to the clear, undoubting strength, wars to knit for single right, freedom's war to knit at length, and to win through wrath and strife to the sequel of my life. But for you, so small and young, born on St. Cecilia's Day, I in more harmonious song now for nearer joys should pray. Simpler joys, the natural growth of your childhood and your youth, courage, innocence, and truth. These for you, so small and young, in your hand and heart and tongue.
Was on Good Friday morning, all in the month of May, a German ship was signaling beyond out in the bay. We've 20,000 rifles all ready for to land. But no answering signals did come from the lonely balustrade. No signal answers from the shore, Sir Roger sadly said. No comrades here to meet me, alas, they must be dead. But I must do my duty, and at once I mean to land. So in a small boat pulled ashore on the lonely balustrade. Now the oar I see were hunting far, Sir Roger high and low. They found him at McKenna's fort, said they, you are our foe. Said he, I'm Roger Casement, I came to my native land. I mean to free my countrymen on the lonely balustrade. They took Sir Roger prisoner and sailed for London town. And in the Tower they laid him, a traitor to the crown. Said he, I am no traitor, but his trial he had to stand. For bringing German rifles to the lonely balustrade. 'Twas in an English
Irish prison that they led him to his death. I'm dying for my country, he said with his last breath. They buried him in British soil, far from his native land. And the wild waves sing his requiem on the lonely Banner Strand. They took Sir Roger home again in the year of 65, and with his comrades of 16, in peace and tranquil lies. His last fond wish it is fulfilled, for to lie in his native land. And the waves will roll in peace again on the lonely Banner Strand.
Comrades by Eva Gore Booth. The peaceful night that around me flows breaks through your iron prison doors. Free through the world your spirit goes, forbidden hands are clasping yours. The wind is our confederate, the night has left her doors ajar. We meet beyond Earth's barred gate, where all the world's wild rebels are.
At Easter time, 1916, when flowers bloomed and leaves were green, there dawned a day when freedom's cry called out brave men to fight and die. They were the men with the vision, the men with the cause, the men who defy their oppressors' laws, the men who traded their chains for guns. Born into slavery, they were freedom's sons. In Dublin town, they fought and died with Pierce McDermott and McBride. Ourselves alone, their battle cry, and freedom sang to the Easter sky. They were the men with the vision, the men with the cause, the men who defy their oppressors' laws, the men who traded their chains for guns. Born into slavery, they were freedom's sons. A poet's dream had sparked the flame, a raging fire it soon became, and from that fire of destiny there rose a nation proud and free. They were the men with the vision, the men with the cause, the men who defy their oppressors' laws, the men who traded their chains for guns. Born into slavery, they were freedom's sons.
16 Dead Men by W.B. Yeats. Oh, but we talked at large before the 16 men were shot. But who can talk of give or take, what should be and what not, while those dead men are loitering there to stir the boiling pot? You say that we should still the land till Germany's overcome. But who is there to argue that now Pierce is deaf and dumb? And is there logic to outweigh McDonough's bony tum? How could you dream they'd listen? They'd have an ear alone for those new comrades they'd have found, Lord Edward and Wolf Tone, or meddle with our give and take, that converse bone to bone.
Oh, Father, why are you so sad on this bright Easter morn? When Irishmen are proud and glad of the land that they were born. Oh, son, I see in memory too of far off distant days, when being just a lad like you, I joined the IRA.
Where are the lads who stood with me when history was made? Oh, Graham McGree, I long to see the boys of the old brigade.
From hills and farms, the call to arms was heard by one and all. And from the glen came brave young men to answer Ireland's call. Was long ago we faced the foe, the old brigade and me, and by my side they fought and died that Ireland might be free.
Where are the lads who stood with me when history was made? Oh, Graham McGree, I long to see the boys of the old brigade.
Now, my boy, I've told you why on Easter morn I sigh. For I recall my comrades all of dark old days gone by. I think of men who fought in glens with rifle and grenade. May heaven keep the men who sleep from the ranks of the old brigade.
Where are the lads who stood with me when history was made? Oh, Graham McGree, I long to see the boys of the old brigade. Where are the lads who stood with me when history was made? Oh, Graham McGree, I long to see the boys of the old brigade.
Imperial Measure by Vona Gwark. The kitchens of the Metropole and Imperial Hotels yielded up to the Irish Republic their armoury of fillet, brisket, flank. Though destined for more palatable tongues, it was pressed to service in an Irish stew and served on fine bone china with bread that turned to powder in their mouths. Brioche, artichokes, tomatoes, tasted for the first time staunch and sweet on Monday, but by Thursday they had overstretched to spill their livid plenitude on the fires of Sackville Street. A cow and her two calves were commandeered. One calf was killed, its harnessed blood clotting the morning like news that wasn't welcome when it eventually came. The women managed the blood into black puddings, washed down with milk from the cow in the yard, who smelt smoke on the wind and fire on the skin of her calf, whose fear they took for loss and fretted with her, until daylight crept between Crossfire and the sights of Marrowbone Lane. Brownies, simnel cake, biscuits slumped under royal icing, eclairs with their cream already turned, crackers, tons of them, the floor of Jacob studded with crumbs so every footfall was a recoil from a gunshot across town, and the flakes a constant needling in mouths already seared by the one drink, a gross or two of cooking chocolate, stewed and taken without sweetener or milk. Its skin was riven every time the ladle dipped, but just as quickly it seized up again. Nellie Gifford magicked oatmeal and half-crowned loaf to make porridge in a grate in the College of Surgeons, where drawings of field surgery had spilled from yeep to drench in wounds the whitewashed walls of the lecture hall. When the porridge gave out, there was rice, a biscuit tin of it for 14 men, a ladleful each that scarcely knocked the corners of their undiminished appetites, their vast, undaunted thirst. The sacks of flour ballasting the garrison gave up their downy protest under fire. It might have been a fall of Easter snow sent to muffle the rifles or to deaden the aim. Every blow was a flurry that thickened the air of Boland's Mill, so breath was ghosted by its own white consequence. The men's clothes were talked with it, as though they were newborns, palmed and swathed, their foreheads kissed, their grip unclenched, their fists and arms first blessed and then made much of. The cellars of the forecourts were intact at the surrender, but the hock had been agitated, the Riesling set astir. For years the wines were sullied with a leaden aftertaste, although the champagne had as full a throat as ever, and the spirits kept their heady confidence, for all the stockpiled bottles had chimed with every hit, and the calculating scales above it all had had the measure of nothing, or nothing if not smoke, and then wildfire.
Scored a goal.
The Fool by Patrick Pearse. Since the wise men have not spoken, I speak that I'm only a fool. A fool that hath loved his folly. Yea, more than the wise men, their books, or their counting houses, or their quiet homes, or their fame in men's mouths. A fool that in all his days hath done never a prudent thing. Never hath counted the cost, nor recked if another reaped the fruit of his mighty sowing. Content to scatter the seed. A fool that is unrepentant, and that soon at the end of all shall laugh in his lonely heart as the ripe ears fall to the reaping hooks, and the poor are filled that were empty, though he go hungry. I have squandered the splendid years that the Lord God gave to my youth, in attempting impossible things, deeming them alone worth the toil. Was it folly or grace? Not men shall judge me, but God. I have squandered the splendid years. Lord, if I had the years, I would squander them all over again. Aye, fling them from me. For this I have heard in my heart, that a man shall scatter, not hoard, shall do the deed of today, nor take thought of tomorrow's teen. Shall not barter or huckster with God, or was it a jest of Christ's? And is this my sin before men, to have taken him at his word? The lawyers have sat in council, the men with the keen, long faces, and said, this man is a fool. And others have said, he blasphemeth. And the wise men have pitied the fool that had striven to give a life in the world of time and space, among the bulks of actual things, to a dream that was dreamed in the heart, and that only the heart could hold. O wise men, riddle me this. What if the dream come true? What if the dream come true, and if millions unborn shall dwell in the house that I shaped in my heart, the noble house of my thought? Lord, I have staked my soul. I have staked the lives of my kin on the truth of thy dreadful word. Do not remember my failures, but remember this, my faith. And so I speak. Yea, ere my hot youth pass, I speak to my people and say, ye shall be as foolish as I. Ye shall scatter, not save. Ye shall venture your all, lest ye lose what is more than all. Ye shall call for a miracle, taking Christ at his word. And for this I will answer, O people, answer here and hereafter. O people that I have loved, shall we not answer together?
We'll sing a song, a soldier's song, with cheering, rousing chorus. As round our blazing fires we throng, the starry heavens o'er us. Impatient for the coming fight, and as we wait the morning's light, here in the silence of the night, we will chant a soldier's song. Soldiers are we, whose lives are pledged to Ireland. Some have come from a land beyond the wave, sworn to be free. No more our ancient Ireland shall shelter the despot or the slave. Tonight we man the Barnwell, in Erin's cause hung woe or will. Mid cannon's roar and rifles peal, we will chant a soldier's song. In Valley Green or Tarry Crag, our fathers fought before us and conquered neath the same old flag that's proudly floating o'er us. We're children of a fighting race that never yet has known disgrace. And as we march the foe to face, we will chant the soldier's song. Soldiers are we, whose lives are pledged to Ireland. Some have come from a land beyond
serried ranks of any's fame shall set the tyrant quaking. Our campfires now are burning low, seeing the east a silvery glow. Out yonder waits the Saxon foe, so chant the soldier's song. Soldiers are we, whose lives are pledged to Ireland. Some have come from a land beyond the wave, sworn to be free, no more our ancient sire land shall shelter the despot or the slave. Tonight we man the Barnwell, in Erin's cause come woe or will. Mid cannon's roar and rifles peal, we will chant the soldier's song.
For joining me on this Easter Monday program. I hope you've enjoyed it, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day as well. Take care. Poblacht na hÉireann. The Provisional Government of the Irish Republic to the People of Ireland. Irish men and Irish women, in the name of God and of the dead generations from which she receives her old tradition of nationhood, Ireland, through us, summons her children to her flag and strikes for her freedom. Having organised and trained her manhood through her secret revolutionary organisation, the Irish Republican Brotherhood, and through her open military organisations, the Irish Volunteers and the Irish Citizen Army, having patiently perfected her discipline, having resolutely waited for the right moment to reveal itself, she now seizes that moment and, supported by her exiled children in America and by gallant allies in Europe, but relying in first on her own strength, she strikes in full confidence of victory. We declare the right of the people of Ireland to the ownership of Ireland and to the unfettered control of Irish destinies, to be sovereign and indefeasible. The long usurpation of that right by a foreign people and government has not extinguished the right, nor can it ever be extinguished except by the destruction of the Irish people. In every generation, the Irish people have asserted their right to national freedom and sovereignty. 6 times during the past 300 years, they have asserted it in arms. Standing on that fundamental right and again asserting it in arms in the face of the world, we hereby proclaim the Irish Republic as a sovereign independent state, and we pledge our lives and the lives of our comrades in arms to the cause of its freedom, of its welfare, and of its exaltation among the nations. The Irish Republic is entitled to and hereby claims the allegiance of every Irishman and Irishwoman. The Republic guarantees religious and civil liberty, equal rights and equal opportunities to all its citizens, and declares its resolve to pursue the happiness and prosperity of the whole nation and of all its parts, cherishing all the children of the nation equally and oblivious of the differences carefully fostered by an alien government, which have divided a minority from the majority in the past. Until our arms have brought the opportune moment for the establishment of a permanent national government, representative of the whole people of Ireland and elected by the suffrages of all her men and women, the Provisional Government hereby constituted will administer the civil and military affairs of the Republic in trust for the people. we place the cause of the Irish Republic under the protection of the Most High God, whose blessing we invoke upon our arms, and we pray that no one who serves that cause will dishonour it by cowardice and inhumanity. In this supreme hour, the Irish nation must, by its valour and discipline, and by the readiness of its children to sacrifice themselves for the common good, prove itself worthy of the august destiny to which it is called. Signed on behalf of the Provisional Government, Thomas J. Clark, Sean McDermida, P.H. Pierce, James Connolly, Thomas McDonough, Eamon Kent, Joseph Plunkett.
Thank you.